Foreplay.
I was just kidding before.
They trying to walk it back.
I don't want to give Arch the wrong impression. I was just kidding. Hey, 12 o'clock on hump day. Congratulations. You're actually, it's 12:03, so you're more than halfway to the weekend. It's all downhill from here. Gonna be a big, big Saturday in college football.
Yeah, man.
This is the one that everyone was looking forward to, right? At the beginning of the season, you looked at the schedule, it's like, oh, this is the craziest Saturday. Turns out last Saturday was the craziest Saturday. Maybe this one will be crazy, too. It's just a good example of every Saturday in college football having the potential for mayhem, maybe more now than ever before. So we'll get more into that in about 20 minutes. The back page with Bo coming up at 12:40, and NFL no huddle, just a mere couple of minutes away from now. We'll get back into the nonsense going on with the New York Jets. The quarterback's going to go on TV like he always does every Wednesday as well and talk about it in about 10 minutes, too. So see what he has to say about that.
Dude, you said this when they beat the Braves, like, damn Padres, man.
Yeah, I like them.
I like Tatis.
I wish the Braves would have beat him, obviously, but I like the Padres.
He's a freaking – I'm using one of your – he's a freaking savage.
He is.
The way he hits the damn ball and just stands there and looks at him.
Yeah.
And I bet you won't hit me.
Yeah, he reminds me of like a more athletic, younger Manny Ramirez, the way that he pimps home runs.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when Manny would hit it and he'd just stand there for 45 seconds and then trudge around the bases in his baggy-ass baseball pants?
With that run.
Nobody wore baggier baseball uniform than Manny Ramirez.
Not nobody.
In the history of the game.
Nobody.
That man had the quadruple XL jersey. And anyway, he's like that. It's great. And again, if you don't like it, then do something about it or lose to him. Because those are the options you have.
Yep.
Now, I understand Manny Machado ran into the base path, whatever. They didn't call it, so it is what it is. It's gamesmanship.
And Freddie said he would have done the same thing.
Yeah, right. Freddie whatever. You do what you do in those situations. If they call him out, they called him out. They didn't. They went on to score 6 runs that inning. They won the game. They're in the Dodgers' head.
Yep.
Like, they're doing – they're. I mean, they're playing mind games, and it's
has
working.
Has there ever been a more broken-down piece of video than when Manny Machado did? Because I saw it, but I didn't see I saw the headline. I didn't see the actual video.
The dugout stuff, yeah.
I was like, did Manny throw the ball at them? Come on, man.
Well, because it was the one breakdown. The John Boy breakdown was literally 13 minutes long from it, which was phenomenal. Like, that guy does a great job. But, yeah, I don't know. I enjoy it. These teams hate each other. Again, maybe it'll erupt into something more than just trash talk and bat flips and stuff like that, which I don't want anybody to get hurt, obviously. But if you're that mad at them, fight them.
Fight them.
You know?
I'm all about fighting.
Or keep pitching it to him and let him park it 450 into left field and stand there and watch it again. Because that's what he's going to do.
That's where a dog park is. So it's in a dog park. Manny Machado, Machado. Tatis Jr. is hitting plenty of balls into that dog park.
Awesome.
Right, it's right behind that that wall right there.
Dogs love playing with baseball.
Yes, they do.
It's like a little leather chew toy and a ball.
Bust their teeth out, too.
No, I mean, you know, strengthen them up. That's how they keep the teeth white. You know, they chew on hard, like rawhide, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because you don't brush a dog's teeth.
You don't?
Do you?
Hell no, I've seen people brush their dog's teeth.
Oh.
I've seen it.
I have not done that.
Yeah, no.
We just let him chew on, you know, like hard raw hides. And you can get them those little, they're like little green things that look like a toothbrush. Uh-huh. They just chew on it and then it keeps their teeth white.
Yeah, but no, I've seen people brush their dog's teeth. Dude. Seen them in strollers.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay, yeah.
You got a stroller for your dog, you probably have a toothbrush for your dog. You probably got one of those electrical ones.
Yeah.
Get in there.
That's
what it is.
Yeah, dog.
That's what it is.
I don't trust that.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Do trust it.
NFL no huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, who wears hats with suits often, said it was his decision and his decision alone to fire Robert Saleh. He also took that opportunity to tell Hassan Reddick to come on in, too.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Nah.
But I also don't think the first part was true. I don't think it was his decision and his decision alone.
No, I mean, the thing with it is, he had to inform Robert Saleh that he was fired.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt that he told him he was fired.
And now it goes back that this was his son's hire. This is when he was doing his other thing. And so this was his son's hire, or brother, whoever it was. That was his hire. And so, I mean, Robert Saleh is 16 in, like, games under 500.
Yeah, it hasn't been good. I don't think that's his fault, really.
Yeah, I don't. He got hamstrung big time when they got Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers wanted Nathaniel Hackett. And only a dumbass, and I promise you like that, it's not about who's the leader on that offense. somebody who leads on that offense. No, hell with that. All them dudes that sit in that offense meeting room today are sitting there this morning right now or whatever because it's 12 o'clock, so they're having lunch because Aaron Rodgers is about to be on Pat McAfee, are in that meeting room thinking the same damn thing.
Which is?
The offensive coordinator is ass.
Yeah.
There's no way you could tell me they none of them doing that right now.
Yeah.
Now, ain't about Rob Saleh getting fired. They are all saying to themselves, dude, this is trash.
It's trash.
He's awful. And the only reason he's here is because of this guy. He ain't here because of me. He ain't here because of him.
And nothing we're doing is working.
And nothing we're doing is working. We're here because of that dude.
Yeah.
And they have nobody that can do that. And they need somebody like, hey, man, this is because.
Yeah, that's a great point.
It is what it is.
Like, who's the. I mean, obviously, Aaron Rodgers is the guy.
Yeah.
He fired the coach. Like, he's in charge. But, like, who's the guy in that team that can step
there's
up
nothing,
say something?
There's nothing but young guys and guys who just came in. There is nobody.
Yeah.
There is nobody. And so, I mean, and I say it's not going to work or whatever, but it just hasn't worked.
No.
And so, I mean, because if you look at the last two games, Denver and then the Vikings,
yeah,
they blitzed the hell out of Aaron Rodgers. You know what the Bills are going to do? Blitz the hell out of Aaron Rodgers. Because they got old school outs for blitz.
And you know what Aaron Rodgers did? He turned the ball over a blank ton of times.
Yes.
Yeah. We really do send Britain our best games, don't we?
Yes.
We really send them just the absolute garbagest football games we can possibly
this
muster.
This dude, people over here, man. Those people over there. What did he sit up
in? Yeah, because wasn't he the ambassador?
Yeah. What is he sitting in his box like? And all up drinking tea and crumpets and stuff?
Yeah.
And like all over here.
This man's eating trying to enjoy a biscuit.
Eating fish and chips. And you over there getting our ass whooped.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, exactly. He embarrassed him in front of his friends. And he had to fire Robert Saleh. Now, here's the thing about situations like this, because I don't know. Stuff like this happens sometimes. Not to this extent, but sometimes. It feels like the NFL public, like outside of the Jets, universally love Robert Saleh.
Yes.
Like, he's going to be fine.
Yes.
Like, if he wants to go back to being a coordinator, he's got five coaches that are on different teams that love him. He can go back and do that.
Yes.
If he wants another head coaching job, he'll probably get that as well. Because I think he's a good coach.
I think
Robert Saleh is a good coach.
I think he's very good football coach.
He's been in a bad situation.
Yes, I think he's a very good football coach.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, there's still one game out. I hope Ulbricht, because I like him a lot, but I hope that he gets his job done.
Yeah, Jeff Ulbricht, former Falcons assistant, is now the interim head coach. I do too.
Yes.
I do too. I'm in a weird spot being torn where, like, I like him and I like a lot of the guys on the team.
Yes.
Like, I love Quinnen Williams.
Yes.
I love Sauce Gardner.
Yes.
I love so many guys on the team.
Yeah,
I really, really don't like Aaron
Rodgers. No, he's a.
And it would be really fun to watch this just flame out.
Yeah.
But it would suck for all those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they got like all pro level guys in their prime.
Dude, they got so much talent.
Because they're playing with this crap.
Unless he figures it out, and Aaron, because you still see the flashes of Aaron. You still see him. He's got to play better. I said this Monday. He is the problem with the Jets.
Yeah.
Because he's not playing good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's not playing good.
And they're running his offense that he wants, and it's not going well.
Breece Hall is not touching the football.
Right, which is not a good game plan.
Whatever.
It's all nonsense.
Yeah, whatever.
It's all nonsense.
Whatever.
Again, I kind of love it because I don't like him, but I feel bad for all those other guys because I do like so many guys on that team.
Whatever.
Derek Carr is going to miss some games.
I was thinking that maybe they shoot that thing up.
He's got an oblique injury.
Yeah.
Happened on Monday night against the Chiefs. They've lost three in a row now.
Yeah, man, because they can't run the ball.
Yeah.
They can't run the ball. And they didn't play. He didn't play bad against Kansas City outside of that ragged-ass interceptions that he threw. But they can't run the ball consistently. He's going to be out. So I'm assuming, being able to talk about this, it looks like, well, from what you're reading, that Spencer
Rattler
is going to get the start probably.
Yeah.
And, you know, they thought highly of him. My thing right now between the two teams we just talked about, why would Davante Adams want to go to either one of them?
If I'm Davante Adams, I'm seeing what the Texans are talking about.
Yeah,
because the Texans are decimated at wide receiver.
Yeah, they lost Nico.
They got a good running back. Obviously, their running back is hurt. They got a good young quarterback, a good team.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
I don't know.
Houston's fun.
I mean, I think it's more or less where the Raiders want to trade him. But, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, whatever, dude. I'm not going in the Jets. He might not even be there next year. Then I'm stuck in damn New York.
Yeah, now I'm on another team I went to for a quarterback, and the quarterback's not there anymore.
I'm stuck in damn New York.
Yeah, if Devontae's listening, and he probably is. He's a pretty big fan of Randy's, and he has the Odyssey app. Stop following around quarterbacks.
Yeah.
More. Go to an organization that's stable, used to be in.
Yeah. I know Derek Carr, your boy.
Go back to Green Bay.
Why not?
They're a good team.
Yeah, they got receivers like not going to meetings and everything because they mad because they ain't getting the ball. Go take his spot.
Yeah, go take those guys' spot.
Go take his spot.
Hey, Drake May is going to make his first start
for the Patriots. It's about that time.
I guess.
It's about that time.
I don't know really why. Like, why this week? versus next week versus last week.
Did you see Jacoby Brissett last week?
But it's not going to be
against
better.
Against the Dolphins?
Like, and again, I'm not one of these people that's worried about, like, the psyche of a guy.
Right.
If you're tough, you're fine. You'll be back. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think a bad offensive line is going to ruin his career. But it's not going to be fun.
No.
And there's no reason. Like, he's just going to get destroyed back there, and the team's still going to suck. Like,
yeah, man.
I get it. You want him to get reps, and he'll get better. He'll be hopefully better next year from what he gains from this year. But I don't know. It's just kind of weird timing. It's like,
yeah,
now, get Drake in there. It's time. Send him out.
Yeah. Devin White, cut by, never played. I thought he was going to be their starting middle linebacker when he came over from Tampa. But it looks like he'll be looking for another job. Who needs a middle linebacker? The Cowboys need one.
Seahawks have like 400
Seahawks
injuries.
Have too many of them. So, yeah. So, he'll find a job.
Yeah.
He'll find a job.
Patriots are 1-4.
They're 1-4. Right where we thought they would be.
Yeah.
And around this time, the kids get he's watched.
Yeah.
And now.
Mental reps. Now he'll get physical reps.
Yeah, but
he
was outplaying him anyway. He's outplaying Jacoby going into the season anyway.
He was. That's what's so funny about it is, okay, I guess now's the time. Throw him out there against the Texans. They're pretty good. Pretty good defense, pretty good pass rush, but got to learn sometime. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. Great slate of games coming up on Saturday. Haven't had a chance to give some of my thoughts on what happened this past Saturday of just absolute mayhem in college football. So we'll get into all that coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get to some college football in just a couple of minutes as well. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
Well, I know we're in the college football corner, but you know, one of my favorite things in college football is, you know, when the walk-on gets a scholarship.
Yep.
I love it. It happened to my best friend Corey at Georgia. And we were so happy and everything like that. And I saw this morning on the news. And big shout-out to Coach Key and Georgia Tech over there as this kid, Chad Alexander Jr., was put on scholarship yesterday after yesterday's practice. I saw the video. It was freaking crazy, freaking great. His teammates picked him up and everything like that. So shout out to that young man. His mama natted him, who ain't got to pay no more expensive-ass Georgia Tech tuition, man. But I saw that, and I wanted to make sure I give him and Coach Key and Georgia Tech a shout out, man, because that's pretty freaking awesome.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, you love it.
I love it. I love it.
I do wonder and hope, like, as we enter into this new era of college football where the money is a little bit more on the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there still probably needs to be a clear distinction between, you know who the scholarship guys are, you know who the stars are, you know who the but, like, you know, if you're out there, you could probably go to school for free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, once we start sharing the revenue a little bit, like, even the guys that aren't the same, like, they're not on the same level, they're not scholarship guys, maybe the walk-ons could get college paid for as well. I think they could afford it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about? But again, I understand, like, the value of that, and also the moments like this are incredibly cool. But I think they could probably swing it.
They probably could.
Like, if you're out there doing all that work.
They probably could.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You still get called to walk on, but we'll just pay for it.
We'll just pay for it. We got it.
You
got
to walk on, but we're paying for it.
Yeah. But, that's such a cool deal.
Shout out to them. Beating Duke. Took care of Duke on Saturday.
Yeah. College football, they want to make it even more different now. This Rudy thing, I was reading up on this. I was like,
I don't know.
I don't understand it either.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
A super conference. That's what they're trying to do.
Oh.
In something. I saw a little bit of it yesterday. I was like, oh, some more change going on. You know, billionaires got money. Like, you know what? I want to dip my toe into college football, too. We will talk about it later, but it's a whole bunch of crap. It's a whole bunch of crap.
All right.
It's already crap now that Penn State had to play two conference games against both California schools. All right. I mean, well, they got one this weekend. They beat up UCLA last weekend, and they're going to go beat up USC this weekend.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Saturday at Cal was pretty fun.
Like, dude, the whole
scene. They do a great job.
The whole scene was so damn cool.
It was pretty cool.
It was pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
To watch all those kids from Cal. I saw you were on Monday. The only thing I didn't like, I don't want to say didn't like, the only thing that was like kind of weird. I mean, the kid kicked the field goal, won Pat's money, which is great, all that stuff. Marshawn didn't curse one time.
That's shocking.
I was like,
hold on. He was on his best behavior,
I guess. Like, Marshawn? And I saw he was hitting that gas before he went on stage. He was sitting on the steps hitting that gas. So I'm like, oh, yeah, it's going to be on, dog. Like, damn, Marshawn. Are you looking to be one of the hosts? Like, if Dez leaving?
Or maybe he's looking to get some sort of, like, administrator role at Cal.
I don't know.
You know, he needs to be on his best behavior because, you know, they always say the football players went to Cal, students go to Berkeley.
Right.
Maybe he's trying to get in Berkeley. Yeah. You know, he's trying to dip his toe in the Berkeley side of things. That is one of the things that's so great about that, but then sort of highlights what's so great about college football in general is regions are so different.
Yes, they are.
Like, Cal, Berkeley, that part of the Bay Area is such a specific, unique part of our country that people have, like, notions about, maybe haven't been there, maybe have, whatever. The stereotypes are right. Like, you're right about Berkeley students. Like, they're smart.
Uh-huh.
They're weird.
Uh-huh.
They like weed.
Yeah.
And they're pretty funny.
Yeah.
And they got out with those signs on Saturday, and they did a great job.
Yeah.
Somebody made a great point on Twitter, and I agree 100%. I would, because they don't let every sign go.
No.
Right? Like, not every sign gets to be held
right.
up. I would love to have seen the confiscated signs pile at Cal. Because I bet some of them were so complex. Like, there was things I had to Google. I was like, what treaty are they talking about?
Right.
Oh, that's funny. That's when Florida became a part of the country. That's a good joke, Cal student. Well done.
Right.
What did he say? I only rail codes of, or lines of code or something like that. Yeah. That's pretty good. Anyway, the Cal students did good.
They did.
Cal's team did good, too.
Dude.
I went to bed. I thought they beat them.
They
I thought
had
they
them.
Beat Miami. I went to bed.
They had them, man. I mean, I stayed up as long as I could. But, I mean, they had them, man. But I thought it was a great atmosphere. Obviously, this weekend, they are in, are they in Oklahoma? Where the hell are they at this weekend? No, they'd be in Oregon.
Yeah. They're staying out there on the West Coast, going just a little further up. Not as smart, just as much weed.
Yeah, to right, Oregon?
Yeah.
So, Oregon, Oregon, Ohio State this weekend.
Yeah, yep.
But, yeah, I thought the crowd was great. And like you said, I mean, the whole weekend was crazy. I mean, I'm telling everybody, we were sitting there and, you know, and Samson's like, oh, Dad, Vanderbilt's going to lose. Vanderbilt's about to beat Alabama. I said, hey, ain't no way in hell they're going to beat Alabama, man. No
that was everyone's reaction the first time they heard it was close, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, no way.
No way.
No way. I thought they would do similarly to what Miami did, which is mess with them or then get whatever and then come back and do it. Credit to Vanderbilt, man.
Yeah, man.
That quarterback, I know Diego Pavia, we talked about him transferring there and all that kind of stuff. No one really thought it would mean all that much. That dude was the best player in the game.
Yeah, man.
Like, you couldn't get him off the field. They could not get them off the field on third down. Alabama.
Yep.
Alabama's defense could not get Vanderbilt's offense off the field on third down.
Yes.
Credit to him. They beat him.
They did.
They beat him.
They ran the clock out
on
them. They ran the clock out on them.
Because that thing about it is, like, there's upsets that happen, and some of them are crazy fluky. Like, Vanderbilt beat them.
Yes.
Like, they played really well.
They held
and
the
beat
ball
them.
43 minutes. Yes.
Like, they ground them down. Like, I don't know. It's just not something that you ever thought that you would see happen to an Alabama team, certainly not against Vanderbilt. And then you put it in the context of Alabama coming off of a huge win, obviously, early in the Kalen DeBoer era. One of the most fun games we'll see all year between Alabama and Georgia. And they turn around and lose to Vanderbilt.
And,
like,
and
people, that's crazy.
We were talking about legend or whatever his guy's name. Like, them folks at Alabama, they – because you understand, you just beat the hell out – you just beat Georgia. Best win of the year. And then you had the worst loss of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, back-to-back weeks.
And the worst loss is way more important than the biggest win.
Yeah, the biggest win and have the worst loss.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know? But in the they're Alabama. The biggest win of the year. That's the biggest win they've had of the year.
Yeah, of the year.
The biggest win they care about is winning the national championship.
Oh, no doubt about it. And it's still there.
It is.
And it's still there.
You don't. Not a lot of teams lose to Vanderbilt and then win the national championship.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
But, I mean
of course. Everything's still in front of them and all that kind of stuff. But the reaction right now, no one cares that they beat Georgia a couple weeks ago.
No.
All they care about is what happened in that game on Saturday in a under-construction building against a team that nobody ever loses to. I mean, Nick Saban, was it earlier in the week he said that's the only easy win in the SEC?
Yep.
Not so much.
Yeah. Nick would have lost to him.
That's what Brandon Adams came on last week and said Nick wouldn't have blown a 28-point lead.
Yeah.
What did he say yesterday? I didn't hear Brandon Adams. I'm sure he enjoyed that a little bit. Did you guys not ask him about it?
Well, he kind of did. He kind of did. But, no, it was like he kept saying, but it's Vanderbilt, you know. And so, I mean, it was a big-time embarrassing loss for that program. And now you got poor South Carolina's coming in there into Brian Denny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah.
What's he got to go?
Shout out to Vanderbilt, though. Like, and Clark Lee, too, because that dude's awesome.
Yes.
He came to that first SEC Media Day as we were at and said, we can win a national championship.
He did.
And then doubled down on it.
He did.
He has since said, maybe that wasn't the right thing to say. Maybe that wasn't the right tone to strike, because they literally didn't win a conference game last year. And they come back and beat Alabama this year. Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, Arkansas beat Tennessee. And Tennessee's good. And again, just like Alabama lost, it's still in front of them. But I'm a little surprised that Tennessee's offense is what it is. I thought Tennessee, like, that's the one thing we thought we could count on with Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had those two good drives to start the second half, but only score 14 points
Arkansas
in that game.
Defense was after Nico. And then we all talked about the last play ball. Like, Nico, you gotta throw the ball. Even if it's intercepted,
You
got to put the ball in the air. You cannot go out of bounds on that play. You got to put the ball in the air. And we talked about, as much as we love me some Sam Pittman, just so happy for him.
I love him.
Love Sam Pittman.
It.
So happy that he got that big win. That's guaranteed him another year at Arkansas.
I thought, honestly, it would be more likely that he'd be fired by now than for them to be doing what they're doing. For them to be 4-2, and I know, you know, that the quarterback Green that they got from Boise State, he had it rolling in the first half. They couldn't punch it into the end zone, but they were dominating that game in the first half, and then he gets banged up, so they had to go to the backup. But
and the backup couldn't get the damn snap to save his life. The first two drives,
it got pretty.
My dude,
pretty
just catch the snap.
But yeah, for them to be 4-2, 2-1 in the SEC, great win against Tennessee. Obviously, we root for Sam Pittman. I don't know. Bobby Petrino can coach.
Hell yeah.
Nobody likes him.
Nobody likes him, but the dude can call some offense.
That dude, you put him in charge of an offense, the offense gets pretty good pretty quick.
Yeah. What else you got?
Oh, Washington won.
Okay, you got that. They tried not to, but they did win. They tried not to.
They sure did.
But they damn sure did win.
They sure did. They're not very good, but neither is Michigan.
Right.
So who cares? We beat them. That's all I have to really say about it. We're all right. I mean, I don't know. Will Rogers is pretty fun to watch. It's just kind of hard because, like, it's sort of the extreme example of the modern era of college football where there's so much turnover, where obviously you're going to root for your team and you love your team. You're going to watch them every Saturday. But you don't have any investment emotionally in a lot of the guys that are on the team because you're just getting to know them. You know what I mean? Like, I saw Will Rogers some when he was at Mississippi State over the years, but I don't really, you know, and now he's been there 6 games and he's done a pretty nice job. There's guys on the defense that you know that have been around there for a while, but it's just the turnover sometimes does make it a little bit hard to be like, all right, these are my guys, because you don't even know who the guys are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're all right. They're 4-2. We'll take it.
Yeah, I'm trying.
They beat Michigan. That's what we need.
Reading up on this national letter of intent thing, they're talking about eliminating it, which is okay, which is kind of weird. But so, and I'm sure Rusty will get more into it tomorrow. But why are they eliminating national letter of intent?
I don't know. If they were going to take guys, I don't know anything about it. I'll read up on it too, and we can get in more into it tomorrow. If they were going to take 4 guys to New York for the Heisman ceremony this weekend, who would they be?
Kid Boise.
Ashton Jeanty.
Who
might be the winner right now.
It was Cam.
Cam Ward.
Travis Hunter.
I think those are the three that we all agree on.
Yeah.
Who's the fourth?
It
would have been Milroe if they would have beat Vanderbilt.
It would definitely be Milroe.
And it still might be Milroe.
Hell, I mean, why not bring the Ryan Williams?
It might be Ryan Williams.
Yeah.
It might be Ryan Williams.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, those three are the clear the clear ones with what they've done early in the season. And there's so much football left to be played.
Yeah.
Like, you look at the odds. Like, obviously, those guys are the three highest. Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Ashton Jeanty. But then Milroe's there. Dylan Gabriel. I mean,
if he
plays good this weekend against Ohio State, then, yeah, you put him into that mix. I mean, how has the Ohio State quarterback been doing? I mean, they're 5-0.
He's been okay,
but they're kind of a sleepy 5-0
against.
Good.
He's been good. He's been great, but he's been good. I know that you asked me earlier. Quinn Ewers is supposed to be back this week.
Good,
as they the Red River Shootout is this weekend. It's another big game. Yeah, that we talked to Arch already. Iowa State, West Virginia. I'm missing one more big game. We talked about Oregon and
Ole Miss LSU.
Ole Miss LSU. That is Ole Miss LSU.
Both 5-1, 4-1.
Isn't there, hey Bo? Isn't there like a
in Baton Rouge?
Isn't there like a trophy for this game, like the boot bucket or something?
It's got to just be a bottle of bourbon.
It's LSU and Arkansas.
It's our LSU. Arkansas. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
There's no LSU Ole Miss like.
And that's another one.
Battle
Maybe
for
it
the.
It should just be a bottle of bourbon. That'd be okay with that.
That'd be perfect.
Ole Miss bounced back in a big way. Now they play South Carolina.
Yeah.
But they bounced back in a big way against after that demoralizing loss to Kentucky.
Kansas State, Colorado is fun too.
There it is, right there.
Kansas State, Colorado is gonna be a fun.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. People do not want Colorado to win this game because that hype. If they win this game, all last year, that hype last year, that shine that went away, it's coming back. If Deion win this game,
yeah, they'll be 3-0 in the Big 12.
Yes.
They'll be 5-1, which is more wins than they had last season.
Yes.
They'll be ranked again, probably.
Yes. Yeah. Night game in Boulder.
Yeah, what?
I mean, that is going to be let Deion.
Is that the same thing as a night game in Baton Rouge?
You let Deion win this game. All the shows, everything will be back out there.
I agree that you just lost me with the night game in Boulder.
Yeah, because that's
nobody's scared to go to Boulder.
No. Last year, you remember them creepy, freaky night games at the beginning of the year with Colorado State? And
Yeah. Those games were
that's
nuts.
That's what I'm talking about. The games are going to be nuts tonight down there.
Yeah. I hope they do win.
Yeah.
I hope they do win. They're fun. They're fun to watch. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Long time fellas, we've done it, bacon.
Sports Radio. Me. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Mark Schlereth going to join us at 1:20 as well. He is our Odyssey NFL insider. He knows the league as well as anybody and loves mayonnaise. So can't wait to talk to Stink about some football coming up at 1:20. He demands that we talk about Hellman's as much.
Yes.
It's not even like a really a sponsorship thing. He's like, if you guys want to have me on, you
got to
mention Hellman's mayonnaise 80 times during the interview.
It's definitely his thing.
All right, Stink.
It sounds like his thing.
The man loves mayo.
I mean, who doesn't? I know. Well,
Bo doesn't.
Everybody hates Bo hates mayo. Rightfully so. That's fine with me. I like mayo.
I do too.
Yeah, I don't love it, but I like it, and you know, it's essential with one of my sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get in a fight over it.
Never.
But I like it, and if I'm making a sandwich, I'll put some Dukes.
You damn
there.
Right.
Or Hellman's. I'll put the little Hellman's on there too.
But good job.
Mix it together.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, good job. Well, seeing that Aaron Rodgers, he seems to be everything we thought he would say. Him and Robert are best friends. No, not best friends. They were friends. Mm. He liked him. He's a big reason why he came to the Jets. They're going to be tweaks or adjustments no matter what would have happened to Solid to the offense. So we'll see. We'll see.
We will. Yeah.
Whatever Albrecht wants, he's the head coach now.
Here's my thing. Here's my thing about them and just sort of teams like them in general. Like, I get it. He's that guy, right? Like, he gets attention. He was very good at quarterback at one point. Don't know that he is anymore. Maybe he is. There's flashes. But, like, at a certain point, to get the attention that they're getting, you have to be worth it.
Yes.
And they're not.
No.
They're not worth it.
No.
Like, they're the Jets. They suck. Yep. Like, they're totally mediocre and irrelevant in terms of, like, the hierarchy of the NFL.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, like, I don't know. Like, enough is enough.
It's New York, like, man.
Yeah, but you know
it's
what?
It's New York, man.
I guess. It must be.
It's New York.
Same thing with the Cowboys. It's like, at some point, the juice has to be worth the squeeze.
Yeah.
And it just isn't.
I mean,
like,
but you,
they're so good.
We were just talking about this Colorado thing. How do you think it's going to be? How do you think it will be next week if they beat Detroit on Sunday, the Cowboys? It'll be, oh, they overcame this. And overcame.
Yeah.
No, it's just certain teams or certain players that it's always got to be in the news cycle. It's always got to be. And that's why I always say, like, the Cowboys. Cowboys ain't won nothing in years.
Mm-mm.
And ain't been close in years.
All they've won in years is the news cycle.
That's it. That's it.
For whatever reason.
And Jared became the richest owner. I mean, sorry, has the most expensive franchise in the world.
Yeah, and I don't begrudge him that.
Yeah.
Like, he's done a good job. And I think, honestly, we said this in the offseason. I think part of the reason why they remain in the narrative so much is because he does a good job of delaying and promoting. He's a carnival barker,
yeah,
essentially, which is kind of what it is. You got to promote your deal, and he promotes it in a way and handles his business in a way and goes public with certain things in a way that keeps them in that cycle, which keeps the value high and whatever, like the clicks up. But like, I just, you know, it just like there's just so many. And I think we do a good job, try to at least, being where we are, covering the teams we cover, and talking about that stuff when stuff happens, but still kind of leaving it where it is
right,
for the most part. Like, who gives a blank what Aaron Rodgers says? You know what I mean?
A lot of people.
Why?
A lot of people.
Who cares?
A lot of people care.
He's just a guy who used to be good. Like, he plays for the Jets.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, his team sucks. And he kind of sucks. He threw 3 interceptions the other day. Like, I don't know.
And his man's, and that's why I keep saying, Devontae Adams, don't take your ass there.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
No.
Don't go there.
Don't do that.
Don't do that to
you. You don't want
to
do that.
No. Because he's going to leave, you're going to be stuck in damn Florham Park.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be stuck in Jersey.
Go to a good organization. It's a bad organization.
Nobody wants stuck in Jersey.
Run by, All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
A billionaire wears a hat.
Every day at this time, we get to the back page with Bo. Hello, Bo.
Hey, congratulations, Kirk Cousins.
named NFC Offensive Player of the Year of the Week.
Way to go, Kurt.
That's a guy who's playing some good quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, I saw a video. He's at Georgia yesterday.
With spiky shoulder pads.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he was carrying some. You think those are for his wife?
I don't know.
Are they both going to go like Legion of Doom?
What
is
were
he
they doing?
Or is he smash?
What were they doing over there? Just like with the.
That's probably the only place you could buy.
Doesn't work Tuesdays.
Spiky shoulder
yeah, he don't
pads.
Work on Tuesday, so I guess he went and did some stuff.
Here's one of the things I like about Kirk Cousins. I really like the 500-yard passing game, mm-hmm. and I hope he can play like that some more. He just seems like he's so happy to be Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
he's content.
He's happy. He's pumped. I think that's why his teammates like him so much, because he's just kind of a friendly, easy guy to be around.
He likes him some cookouts, some milkshakes.
Yeah, he's just like I don't know. He likes being Kirk.
Yeah.
Which makes me kind of like Kirk.
Yeah.
Speaking of college football, so yeah, I guess everybody has a bowl. So LSU and Ole Miss actually play for the Magnolia Bowl.
Okay.
But it's just a big wooden trophy.
Okay.
It doesn't even look like a Magnolia.
I said something wooden.
Yeah.
I just remember what it was.
It's just a big blocky looking. Yeah.
It just seems like they should, you know?
Yeah, you know. So, y'all, we're talking about the American League Division Series earlier, or the National League Division Series earlier, and I'm referring to the Padres and Dodgers because I'm not going to talk anything about the Phillies and Mets because we don't like them. The play Manny Machado made when he was running from first to second, there was actually nothing to call or nothing that could actually be reviewed because he didn't do anything wrong. There is no actual base path in Major League or baseball. The base path's not established until there's a tag applied and Freddie Freeman threw the ball. So if Manny Machado wants to, he can run all the way out into right field and back, but I wouldn't recommend that.
They can't. There's not like a runner
there's
interference.
No, there's no
or something
base
like
path
that?
Established until a tag is actually applied. So then from where the tag is applied to the base the runner's headed to, that is the base path, and you can only run a certain amount of distance outside of that.
For the sake of the argument. Like you said, if he wanted to run all the way out to the fielder and back. Really?
Yeah.
And the ump can't just be like, you're out.
No.
You're out of the base path.
Now, they could end up, if they got the ball back to the infield and they're just standing there waiting on, they could call like a delay or something like that maybe, but you can 100% do that. And the chalk lines, you may be asking, are not called baselines. They are foul lines. It's only meant to designate what is foul territory and fair territory.
Are you sure?
100%.
All right.
Deal with this all the time.
Okay. Now, the rules are the – hang on a second. The rules are the same?
Yeah. No, that is the Major League Baseball rule. Now, okay. I'm not sure once a tag is established if they have 3 feet or 5 feet.
Right.
But once that baseline is established by a tag being applied, that is when you cannot dance outside of that.
Why don't more people do that?
What, run into the outfield and back?
Just run away from
it. Well, the closest
– like if you're trying to get me in a pickle, I'm in a pickle, right? And run down. I'm going
out
here.
Because what's going to – you're eventually going to – you're not going to be safe. You're going to be out.
I'm shifty.
If you're that shifty and you want to –
I'll get you an open space.
That's not how the game's played. The closest point to from point A to point B is still a straight line. So, you know. Sorry, I had Dave Roberts talking about that play. We don't need to listen to Dave Roberts because we're almost out of time here. So, New Heights happened yesterday. You know, Jason Kelce just got back from Louisiana calling Monday Night Football.
Right.
So, they start talking about food. And Travis is talking about how Taylor Swift has actually opened his eyeballs up to a lot more food. Well, Jason starts talking about Louisiana cuisine, including jambalaya. And Travis doesn't like that type of food for one specific reason.
I think it's just a mental block.
Yeah. Or you just don't like it. Is it the spice? Like, what do you not like about it?
Jambalaya, there's something about just like water and rice. I don't think.
It's like a soupy rice?
Soupy rice. And then it's like.
Do you like,
it's like
curry?
Pooey. It's like pooey.
Pooey?
Yeah.
You talking about in color?
Yeah.
You're still judging foods by their color?
What are you
not? It's not even judging it. It's like a mental block. Like,
that's poop?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. I don't know if I feel the same way about jambalaya.
I love jambalaya.
It's very good.
But I do hate wet rice. I do.
Okay.
And I hate soupy rice. But because my wife, one of my wife's favorite things, she likes to make a sinigang. And basically it's a soup and she uses like ribs and stuff in it and everything. And I love sinigang. It's a soury type soup. I love it. It's very good. But like I eat mine just a soup. Like she and
some people pour it on rice.
They all pour it on rice.
Okay.
And so but I can't I don't know why. I don't put rice in mine.
Huh.
But they all put rice in theirs and then they'll put the soup on top of it with the ribs and everything. I just eat the soup and the rice and the ribs.
What is it about wet rice that you don't like?
I don't know, Andy.
Okay.
But I've never
watery
had.
Watery rice is very strange.
Yeah.
But I don't eat rice in soup.
There'll be soups that have rice in it.
Yeah, and I don't
chicken
eat
rice
it.
You don't like that?
Yeah, I don't eat rice anyways, but I really don't put it in the liquid, though. I know. Okay. Yeah.
There you go. If your jambalaya is soupy, then you probably made it wrong. It's not supposed to be like
watery. It's thick, right?
It's not supposed to be, yeah. It's not supposed to be soupy like that.
No, it's not.
But I've had jambalaya. The rice is but usually when I have jambalaya and I order it in a restaurant or something, like we were, or Papa's or something, I don't get rice with mine. I try not to get rice.
Oh, so like, they get it separated? Oh, they just pour the jambalaya on top of like a little bed of rice? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I got it. Yeah.
I've had it where it's all cooked together.
Yeah, that's what I
did. And then everything kind of like, soaks up.
I tried to make the bootleg, the box jambalaya. It's awful.
Depending on the brand.
Zatarain's?
Yeah, it wasn't really good.
Right.
It wasn't really good.
It's very, very salty.
It wasn't really good.
Whatever, to each your own on your food takes. That's, you know, kind of standard.
You don't want to eat something because it's brown.
But it's kind of weird to be a grown-up, yeah, and still judge your foods based on color. Like, there's a good food in every color, pretty much.
What's a good pink food?
Salmon.
Salmon.
Okay.
Yeah, salmon's delicious.
I don't look at salmon as pink. I look at this salmon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You don't judge it by its color?
You know who doesn't know salmon's pink? Salmon.
It's a good call.
They're like, we're silver. What do you mean? What do you mean your shirt's salmon colored?
Ah.
They only know when they get stabbed and sliced open.
Yeah.
It's a harsh reality. Yeah. Well, that's what they meant. Ah! And now I'm food.
This is a good orange food that's not orange.
Well, oranges are good.
Don't say orange.
Why not? Yeah, it's orange.
No, because that's too easy.
Orange chicken.
But come on, man.
The only color that's named after a fruit.
What else is orange that's good? Cheetos?
Okay, you got
good
me.
Good call.
I love me some damn
Cheetos. Except for Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Doritos?
You said except for Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Well, they're not orange.
They're not orange.
Yeah.
They are delicious, but they're also red.
They're red.
They're reddish orange.
But regular Cheetos are orange,
yeah,
and they're super good.
I love.
Come on, what other colors you got?
Cheeto Puffs are also delicious.
Who?
And Cheeto Puffs?
Yeah.
Can't do the Cheeto Puffs.
Oh man,
kids like them. Easier to chew.
Kids love them, and I can't eat them because the kids love them. They're just too fluffy for me. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You eat too many of them, you get fluffy yourself.
Yeah, I'm just too that right there. I think when I first started growing the mustache and stuff, I became manly. I had to leave Cheeto Puffs alone. Cheese puffs, cheese balls.
Another one of those ones.
Yeah, anything that don't make a crunch.
Keep it off the list for Randy.
Anything that don't make a crunch, man. I can't put it in my mouth.
No soups, basically.
I like soup.
The other day you said don't like soup.
I never said I didn't like soup. I said I don't eat soup.
Okay. It's hard to keep up with the stuff.
Yeah.
No peanut butter and jelly for sure. No. Not doing that.
Unless it's a crustacean.
What if it's crunchy peanut butter?
I just like the what foods are good in certain colors game. We could have done that. We could have done that game.
It's good black food. Don't say fried chicken or nothing.
I would never be a stereotyper like that. Black beans.
And black beans are delicious.
Black beans are awful.
Black beans are delicious.
Oh, they're awful.
They're so good.
Throw a little hot sauce in there, some jalapenos.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What else is good in black? Caviar.
You don't need caviar.
I've never had it. But they had it at that one thing we were at that one time, remember? I was like, well, they got caviar.
What the hell is that?
This is weird.
I think there's some walnuts or something like that.
And then everybody ate it, except you and me.
We weren't eating it.
All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.